Some breaking news reaching us from the wires. There have been explosions at the Brussels airport, which is now closed, and there are reports of injuries, some of them grave. We have no word on the cause of the explosions, but we'll be staying with that story as it develops. Belgian authorities have appealed to the public to help find a man known to have traveled with key Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam, who was captured last week in Brussels. The suspect, authorities are searching for, allegedly traveled to Hungary before the November 13th rampage in Paris, in which terrorists murdered 130 people. Stefan Boss is in Budapest with the details.
Belgian federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Najim Lasraoui is believed to have traveled to Hungary with top suspect Salah Abdeslam before the deadly Paris attacks and has been traced to safe houses under a false name. Investigators claim that Lasraoui was checked by guards at the Austria-Hungary border on September 9th while driving in a Mercedes car with Abdeslam and one other person. Lasraoui, whose nationality wasn't disclosed, had reportedly traveled to Syria in February 2013. It wasn't clear when he returned to Europe. However, the fact that he and possibly other terror suspects have been in Hungary has been used by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban to defend his anti-migration policies and fences along the borders with Serbia and Croatia. Critics say, however, that most terror suspects grew up in countries such as Belgium or France long before the emergence of Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. Using a false identity, Lasraoui also rented a house under the name of Savian Gajal in the Belgian town of Avelay. Prosecutors say that was allegedly used as a safe house, where prosecutors said traces of his DNA were found. The house was searched November 26th. The search for Lasraoui comes amid concerns over possible new terror attacks in Europe, such as those in Paris that killed 130 people and several terrorists, for which the Islamic State group claimed responsibility. As part of the investigation, Belgium is under pressure to extradite key suspect Abdeslam, explained French prosecutor François Moline.
Les juges d'instruction français ont décerné un mandat d'arrêt qui a été diffusé sous forme de mandat d'arrêt européen par le parquet de Paris.
The French magistrates have signed an arrest warrant, which was issued as a European arrest warrant by the Paris prosecutor, Molin says after meeting his Belgian colleague. He adds it is now up to the Belgian authorities and them alone to decide. There is a great expectation on the side of the French judicial authorities and the victims that Salah Abdeslam is handed over to explain himself before French judges. Yet Belgian federal prosecutor Frédéric Van Leeuw said it was too early to comment on Abdeslam's exact role in November's Paris attacks, despite earlier revelations made by French investigators that he abandoned plans to be a suicide bomber at the last moment.
Il est clair que si Monsieur Abdeslam décide avec son conseil, de nous donner quelques explications, ce que j'espère.
Van Leeuw says it is clear that Mr. Abdeslam has been advised to give us some explanation, and I hope that will shed new light on this case and perhaps clear up a few things. It is too early to confirm the role of each suspect. We have quite a few pieces of the puzzle, and recently several pieces have fallen into place. But we are a long way from finishing the puzzle. Abdeslam, who was captured in Brussels after a four-month manhunt, faces a court hearing on Wednesday. His lawyer has already warned that his client will fight a request for his extradition to France. In addition to the Paris attacks investigation, Belgian anti-terrorism prosecutors say they are working non-stop on hundreds of other cases, 325 cases last year and nearly 60 new cases so far this year. The French prosecution says its team has 244 anti-terror cases in progress regarding 772 individuals, either charged or thought. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And we have some news developments coming out of Belgium, as you heard at the very top of the show this morning. There were explosions in the Brussels airport. We can now confirm that there was a pair of explosions, two explosions that occurred in the departure hall of Brussels airport this morning. Belgian media are reporting several people injured. The blasts occurred 4 days after the arrest, as we heard, in Brussels of a suspected participant in the Paris attacks this past November. Social media show pictures of smoke rising from the departure hall where windows have been shattered by the blasts. and passengers could be seen fleeing the scene of the explosions. Those are the details that we have reaching us over the wires now, and we will, of course, be staying with that story as it develops.